Blog Talk Radio.
Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, presents Mush, You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush, You Huskies, is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Mush, You Huskies. It's been about a month since we've been on the air on Twine Group Media. Mush, You Huskies is brought to you by Team Aneke, our own Siberian Husky racing team training for the Iditarod. I am here today with my co-host and business partner and soon-to-be handler of Team Aneke. Michelle, how are you?
I'm really excited. You had a secret this past week that I discovered. You've already picked out the first puppy for Team Aneke, and I'm looking forward to picking her up in the next few weeks and beginning her training.
We will have more about that in the coming weeks when we do an interview with the breeder on the 20th of April, or June, excuse me.
And, yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. I do know that you've got a lot of upcoming trips going on in the next few weeks, but Mush You Huskies needs to get underway. It's already June, and I know that there are a lot of mushers out there beginning their off-season training and getting ready for the fall season.
That's exactly right. And for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on the air every single Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. You can find us right here on blogtalkradio.com/dogworks. We are now a featured show, so it'll be a little easier to search in the Blog Talk website. What we're going to do over the next couple of weeks is we're going to start to build a foundation. And by building a foundation, we're going to talk about the dog-driving dynasties, not only of yesterday but also of today. And I want to make sure I remind everybody, before we get too far into this, I am now the National Dog Sledding Examiner. And you can find me at on my website at denverdogworks.com or on our blog at denverdogworks.com as well. Michelle, we're going to talk about the dog driving dynasties of yesterday, and we're going to start off with probably the most popular musher in history, Leonard Seppala. And if you will, let's get right into it.
Absolutely. As Robert said, in the coming weeks, we'll be discussing some of the most famous mushers and dog drivers of yesterday and today. So sit back and enjoy the stories. The relationship between a sled dog driver and his dogs is unique in history and in the world of sports. The dependence of the dog driver on his dogs and the dogs on the driver is like no other sport. A well-trained team is virtually priceless to its owner. Every dog in the team is important, although a driver often favors his leader. There is no question the task of bringing the best out of his dogs falls on the driver. It is no accident that the exceptional lead dogs belong to exceptional drivers. Throughout history, several racing drivers and their dogs stand out as superior. Not only are their racing records impressive, but these drivers have been able to bring an uncommon talent to their sport and to advance it in several distinct ways. Besides those already honored in the Dog Mushers Hall of Fame, others have made or are making extraordinary contributions to sled dog racing, and they will be the recipients of future honors. Leonard Seppala. No dog driver has the status, the renown, and the respect of his colleagues as does Leonard Seppala. His fame has lasted far beyond his brief national acclaim following the race to Nome against an epidemic. His greatness has long outlasted his success as a racer. Before his death in 1967, at the age of 90, Seppala had been made an honorary member of four prestigious organizations: the Siberian Husky Club of America, the International Siberian Husky Club, which was originally chartered as the Seppala Siberian Husky Club, the New England Sled Dog Club, and the Norwegian Sled Dog Club. The longest sled dog race in North America was named for Seppala. When 34 dog teams left the starting line in Anchorage on March 3, 1973, bound for Nome in the first 1,000-mile Cephala Memorial Iditarod Trail Race. No driver wore number one. Starting position number one had been reserved in memory of the most distinguished dog driver of all time. In 1961, at a testimonial banquet at the Alaska Press Club, Lo Thomas introduced the 84-year-old musher with sparkling blue eyes as the greatest dog team driver that ever lived. For Cephala was an original, an innovator, and a pioneer. There was no aspect of dog driving he left untouched. Even today, over 100 years after his birth, many Siberian Huskies that race today are descended from Cephala Siberians. At the turn of the century, young Cephala left his native Norway, his father's fishing boat, and his apprenticeship with a blacksmith to join the hundreds of new explorers seeking their fortune in the gold fields of Alaska. He soon discovered that a steady, if less spectacular, way to make money was to have a dog team and to freight supplies to the miners. Within a few years, Cephala had the reputation as one of the best dog punchers in the new territory. His life swerved onto a new trail when inspired by the excitement of the new sled dog races in Nome. He entered and won his first race at the age of 36. The next year, 1914, he entered the All-Alaska Sweepstakes with a team of young Siberian dogs. He had been training for the explorer Roald Amundsen. After losing the trail and injuring his dog, Cephala finished last. He started that race with a leader named Sugan, and he was hooked on sled racing ever since. Cephala trained hard and in secret far away from town and returned to win the race by over an hour in 1915. He repeated his feat in 1916 and 1917, winning both sweepstakes by large margins. Cephala was to obtain permanent possession of the Siberians when Edmundson's North Pole trip was canceled. Cephala's appreciation of the imported Huskies was immediately apparent, and years later he wrote, "Once more the little Siberians had proved their superiority over the other dogs, and I was proud to have been their driver and to have brought them in such good condition." Cephala's continuing success put him on top of the list when the chairman of Nome's Board of Health was looking for the fast teams to go for the diphtheria serum being relayed in from Anchorage. Cephala's leader by then was Togo, a son of Sujin. Togo, destined to be a hero as the result of his valiant leadership across the trackless treachery of Norton Sound, began life as a spoiled, hard-to-handle pup. He was the offspring of some of Fox Ramsey's Siberian imports. Part of his early training including running free beside the big team, which he loved. But one day he ran into a team of tough Malamutes and was badly chewed up. Perhaps this is one of the ways a future lead dog learns part of his lessons. For Togo became the best passer Cephala ever had. Togo was a master at leading his team well out of reach of any other dogs on the trail. After the successful life-saving race to Nome, Cephala toured the east coast of the United States. In 1927, he took his whole team to New England and proceeded to win race after race. He won New England Sled Dog Club races in Maine and New Hampshire. He won Eastern International Dog Derbies in Quebec. He raced in Lake Placid, although Canada's great Emile St. Goddard did beat him for his first place in the Olympic Games exhibition race. Everywhere he went, if he was not actually racing, he was talking dogs. Many future dog drivers learn the basics, the fun, and the dangers of driving sled dogs by listening whenever Sep was around. Eastern mushers became just as enamored of the Siberian Huskies as Cephala, and with his help, selective breeding programs were started at several kennels. Cephala was looking for a slightly larger dog without diminishing alertness, grace, and the lightness of foot had contributed to this natural breed's success in racing. These new kennels provided this by mixing their bloodlines with his. In addition to the dog, Cephala introduced to the East at least two innovations to the sport of dog sled racing. To New Englanders, Familiar with the single-file freight hitch brought from Alaska by Arthur Walden, Supala's method of hooking the dogs in pairs with a single leader looked strange. Nothing bodes better for an innovation than success, however, and this double tandem hitch with occasional slight modifications is standard in races today. The other novelty presented by Supala was the driver's more active participation in the race. Although dog punchers and long-distance racers usually ran beside their sleds, the sprint racers would stand on the runners of their lighter sleds, jumping off only to run uphill. Supala broke through this prevailing concept by introducing a pedaling motion with one leg as though on a scooter, timing his push with the dog's strides to keep the sled moving at an even rate. Supala and his wife returned to Alaska in the mid-30s, and then after retirement moved to Seattle, Washington. In 1960, the chipper little man flew to Laconia to serve as honorary judge of the World Championship Sled Dog Derby. He was 83 years young and still delighted with the sled dogs. He reflected on his 45 years of dog driving, his quarter of a million miles by dog team, his 93 silver cups and 8 gold medals. The people of Laconia knew they were witnessing a giant in the sport. Beyond the trophies, the Supala strain sled dogs, the inspired dog drivers, the innovations and contributions to the sport, lies the quality of the man. In a sport where handling dogs well is a necessity, the best still pay tribute to Supala's skillful relationship with his dogs. In a sport where some try to win with pressure and punishment, Supala's unequaled triumphs were achieved with kindness and encouragement. A driver could be running a good race, but he knew if Supala was in it, chances were good that the little Siberian team would go flying past, almost soundless. Many mushers would say that Supala would just cluck them every now and then, and the dogs would lay into their harnesses harder than ever seen before. One competitor said, "Something came out of him and went into those dogs with that clucking sound. He passed me every day of the race, and I wasn't loafing any." After a long day, Supala would reach for his parka and cap and go out to his dogs one more time before retiring for the night to check on their comfort. Out would go that little weather-beaten Alaskan, a man who pinned his faith and his life on the good health, endurance, and loyalty of his dogs.
Thank you very much, Michelle. You know, it's amazing in all the years that I've been mushing that that man is truly my inspiration. Obviously, he was dead well before I was born, but I've patterned myself as a dog driver after Supala. And for people that don't know anything about mushing history, he and the Siberian, he is truly the forefather of modern dog sledding. What do you think?
I agree, and I do know that you are planning on running Siberian Huskies, not just because it's our breed of choice, but because you'd like to honor Leonard Supala.
And, you know, a lot of people do, but that has been my breed of choice ever since day one of getting behind a dog sled, and I want to capture the true history of this sport. And I remember when we were talking to Hugh Neff right after this year's Iditarod, he was talking about that. He was talking about getting back to the roots of the sport and quit worrying about the commercialism and all the hype and hoopla media attention that comes from a race like this.
You know, and I think that some of the media attention is necessary. I would just like the media attention to also focus on the history of this race. This race really epitomizes what it was to live back then and to survive back then. People came out to Alaska, which was known even when we were kids in the 70s, still as the last frontier. I don't know if it's still described that way in history classes, but when you're out there on a sled, it still does feel like the last frontier.
It does. So next week we're going to talk about Scotty Allen, which is the next musher in our dog driving dynasties. And if you're interested in following us, make sure you click on Facebook or Twitter and just type in Team Aneke or Mush You Huskies, and we'll pull right up. And remember to check out those Examiner articles on examiner.com. I am the Dog Sledding Examiner, and you can find a link to that on our website. Michelle, anything else before we go?
Well, since you're giving out shameless plugs, I want to say that I'm the Dog Training Examiner here in Denver locally. It's nothing national, but I am writing too.
There you go. So my name is Robert Forto here with my co-host and business partner, Michelle. See you on the trail. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.